Barkley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
You're the co-chair of this political party.
That excites the minions when they hear that. Oh, tax the millionaires.
Well, it sounds good, and then I get free stuff. Yay!
Yeah, but nothing is free, man.
That's when being an adult really is a challenge, huh?
MVR, weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Tonight it's very clear as we're both lying here. There's so many things I want to say.
Speakers are asked to refrain from abusive or profane remarks, disruptive outbursts.
See, come that's on. The problem. Your forked tongue gets you in trouble. Just like,
no, it does not.
If you don't know who I am, close your mouth. Something's going to fly in your mouth.
You're going to have to be quiet when I'm talking. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do the insubordination.
This is not transparent, open government.
I have never said you were psychotic, though you may be.
I don't know that I care for the narrative.
Well, Stephen, I certainly didn't mean to hurt your feelings or anybody else's, or to imply that any one of us is not doing what...
I'm not a maiden who needs to be saved from my feelings.
Wonderful, thank you.
Love can touch us one time and last for a lifetime.
We already have a ban on data centers, correct?
They're
prohibited.
Commissioner,
under our current land development code.
Yeah, that's correct.
I think it was clear from my opinion that we all oppose data centers. I mean, that was a unanimous vote among us. So why is this? Why are we here?
I mean, so my legal opinion is that I don't think an ordinance is necessary to do anything beyond what the board did last time. I can certainly understand there's a desire to have something that would be written in addition, but I don't think that an ordinance adds any additional protections that exist in that space.
Our zoning code is based on permitted uses, not prohibited uses. Is that correct?
It is based on permitted uses.
Right. So unless it's specifically authorized, it is not permitted, right?
According to the language of the land development code, it is not permitted.
So data centers are not permitted in Escambia County.
If that message is directed to me, that's correct.
Yes. Okay. So it sounds like you're asking us to lock a door that's already locked or put a stop sign in the middle of an intersection that's already got stoplights.
Yes, that's exactly right. Both Lumen May and Steve Stroberger, after listening to people complain about data centers for like an hour, I mean, it from the very beginning, the first thing Lumen May led with was he asked the attorney, you know, Will Nelson, or Willie, as we like to call him. Willie says, yeah, we have a land development code based on permission only. You have to be listed to be permitted. And if it's not listed, it's prohibited by default. The default setting is no. And so data centers are a no. I don't know how many times I have to explain this, but it's so simple. And yet you still have these folks bringing up all of their objections, all of their, you know, I think at this point it's really, I think they know that they're being stupid. But it's fun. I mean, it's a party. We can go down and we can yell and scream and raise a ruckus and get attention, and people feature us on the news, and Andrew McKay is going to talk about us on the radio, and we get, you know, ink in the paper, and it's exciting. But the real answer is what you're asking for is already done.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
Man, I just wish they would, because it's so silly. In fact, I'm kind of a contrarian, you may have noticed. I'm of the sort where if you already have yes and you keep bothering me, I might just give you a no to punish you for it. Like, I would be the guy like, you know what, if these folks are going to keep coming and protesting and demanding outrageous and saying stupid things, let's just permit data centers. I'll tell you what, folks, you can go home. Or we are going to permit data centers and land development. Oh, okay. You know, I mean, get some peace and quiet. You know, you can actually accomplish what Steve Stroberger wants to have happen.
There's some language we can put in there that stops all this nonsense, because my ears are starting to bleed.
Amen, brother.
I think we're going around in this crazy circle. We've got to find a way to write this the way they're happy enough that we can pass this. I think it's where, don't clap yet. I like the way the ordinance reads because it's not permitted. It's not permitted.
And as Will Nelson, the attorney, explained, if we start writing, you know, extra strong prohibitions against something, that creates a gap for a lawyer to come in and argue for anything you didn't extra strong prohibit. You know, like if most of the code is written in 12-point font and you have this extra thing in 15-point font, because in addition to not being permitted, you know, well, something wasn't listed, you know? You're going to ban all of these pets except for cats and dogs. What about giraffes? What about giraffes with orange spots? Well, I got a giraffe with blue spots. I can get that when it, like, they're literally asking them to make it more vulnerable by making any kind of a change, which they just won't comprehend.
Imagine a lake where there's signs posted that says no fishing, and you want us to stop everyone from fishing there because there's nobody fishing. You can't fish there. It's prohibited, and there's signs posted. And that's what this is. This is what it's like for me. It's not prohibited, or it's not permitted. It's just not permitted.
And nobody's fishing. It's just, it's amazing. Mike Kohler.
So for me, I don't have a problem with the ordinance and doing a moratorium, but I don't know if I have the support on the board.
And I haven't got a problem with that either.
Let's have a ban. Let's have a moratorium. Let's have it in gold, you know, embossed font. Let's, you know, extra special prohibitions. Let's have ordinances and then super ordinances. This is, oh my God, it's pandering. Which I get, it's annoying for these people to come. Do my approach. Threaten them with something that they don't want so they'll actually understand. Say, you know, we'll allow data centers if you keep demanding that we ban them because we're sick of hearing you waste everybody's time with this.
Although I think a moratorium is pointless in the end. I mean, it sounds like we're in a year. It's
it
over
is,
a year
but it
back
these
again.
Folks
and it's still not permitted.
I know. But I think we need to listen to what these folks are saying.
Why? Why do you need to listen to people who are wrong? Instruct them. Lead. Mike Kohler, explain to them why they are wrong. I mean, I know they will not hear it because they didn't hear it from Lumen and they didn't hear it from the attorney and they won't hear it from me and they didn't hear it from Steve. But at least be consistent and explain to them, you're being ridiculous. Everything you're saying doesn't add up. 10 different ways. PJ has traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash, State Road 97 and County Road 99 in McDavid. No roadblock there. Also, I have a vehicle crash, I-10 westbound right near Pine Forest. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. By the way, I have threatened this before. Maybe I could do you a logic seminar. As a guy who taught logic for 10 years, you know, that's actually my background is teaching philosophy. I could do you a logic seminar on why the socialists are wrong, engaging in fallacious reasoning on this, on the Flock cameras, even though, again, I have my own concerns about Flock. Maybe some other time. But back to the comments by the county commissioners. Fine, do a ban. Fine, do a moratorium. A moratorium would be, you know, a certain time limit on consideration. A ban would be theoretically forever, even though it's already theoretically forever. It's forever unless somebody comes back and later allows them, which there's no way to prohibit that because a future board cannot be bound by a current board. Anyway, Stephen Barry.
Thank you, Madam Chair. If we're gauging support, I don't have an issue with the ordinance. As I stated last time, I also don't have an issue passing a moratorium over the next, you know, over the next year, 18 months. I mean,
whatever it takes to get these people to go away.
You know, sometimes we take up measures that may not provide a tremendous amount of additional value, but they also don't really do any harm. So, you know, passing the ordinance, while, you know, I think to a person, we all understand that they're not allowed in Escambia County. I don't know what the harm is in supporting the ordinance, so I can support the ordinance.
He's saying out loud, it does nothing. We all know it does nothing. It's already at full prohibition. The door is locked. You cannot get in, but it doesn't hurt anything either. Okay, except it's wasting everybody's time, it's wasting staff time, and it's pandering to people who want attention. They're the if you give a mouse a cookie people. They want your attention, and they're getting it. I mean, they're getting it from me. You know, they're getting it from the board. They're getting it from the newspaper and from Channel 3. I mean, they're getting the attention that they want, and that's what they want. They want attention.
A year ago, I wouldn't even have had a conversational knowledge of what's being discussed, and I'd never heard of the data center. So I think a lot of it's going to work itself out. And if that's what it takes to to achieve an additional blanket level of security for our community. I don't have an issue with that.
It doesn't bring more security. It's a wubby. You're paying them off with a pacifier, just like you paid off the beach ladies, I think politically brilliantly, you know, get them to stop coming by paying them off with a non-binding resolution that doesn't actually do anything on Pensacola Beach. I mean, but to keep paying them, because now we're talking about, you know, the question was, well, a ban, a moratorium, why don't we switch it to making a moratorium since that's what people want? Because that happens right now forever and no big deal, or, you know, that happens right now. And Lumen May asked the question, why can't we do that?
You know, my position is very clear. If the majority of you want to do moratorium, that's fine. I think that we wouldn't have to do it. It's already banned.
That's
but
right.
If we are going to do something, continue the ban that does not allow it into our land development code. So, thank you, Madam Chair.
They want the ban. They want the moratorium. They want more meetings. They want more hearings. They want more attention. Will Nelson, the attorney, says you can't actually do a moratorium at this meeting.
A couple of things about the moratorium. If you've watched what occurred in Santa Rosa County at the city, I believe a moratorium requires two hearings, and that's not a matter that you can start tonight.
So
the first thing is that's a separate process and structure.
Because the question was, could we switch to doing a moratorium here after we have publicly, you know, announced, published the notice that we would do a ban, an ordinance change, which they already, the ordinance doesn't do anything. They've already affirmed the statement saying that it's already prohibited. Now they're doing an ordinance, and now they're doing a moratorium, none of which does anything. And they're talking about switching over to a moratorium, and Will says, no, you can't do that here because you'd have to actually have a notice and two meetings for that.
So, again, we have this ordinance here before us. I would discourage any action tonight that would get into a moratorium area because I think procedurally that's going to be a problem for you.
And so Mike Kohler says,
why don't we pass the ordinance tonight and then do what we have to do legally to look at the moratorium with two public hearings?
Oh, my God, there's going to be more. They're going to do this two times more. Actually, three, because there's going to be the announcement of the hearing for the moratorium and then two hearings on the moratorium. Three more times we're going to do this?
And I think that would show that this board is serious about data centers. We have to go through the process. We can't. And I think Will's. I know what he's saying is truth. We got to advertise and stuff. But I'm fine with that.
Tonight is a public hearing, correct?
It is. It is.
But hell, we talked about having a moratorium. What do you mean? I mean, it's
just. I'm with Lumen. I don't usually get to side with Lumen a lot. Lumen's right. This is stupid.
So we have a motion. We have a second. All in favor? Is that, Commissioner May, are you voting for that or no, you're not?
No, I'm not voting for
that. Okay, so that would be all opposed? Okay. Motion passes 4-1.
So the motion passed to do nothing. At least Lumen voted against it. Good for him. Yeah, and this is going to come back again three more times. The announcement that they're going to do a moratorium hearing and then two hearings on the moratorium. And we're going to have a third layer of nothingness on top of all of this. It's amazing. 437-1620, 437-1620. Don't feed the trolls. In fact, you know, somebody had a good text in here. They said, you know, since the only thing these people seem to understand is a sign, maybe we should give all the commissioners a sign that reads, it's already prohibited, and they can just hold that up while people are talking. I like that. Would be clever. I like that. Hey, if you're thinking about your next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. 300 on the lot, about 150 sell every month, so 150 new ones come in. They're always acquiring cars. And they're not brand new, but they're not that old. They're like a year, two, 3 years old, you know, 10 to 30 or 40,000 miles. They're going to warranty it to 10 years or 100,000 miles. Great selection of cars. Test drive a lot of different stuff. I mean, don't just test drive one or two cars. I know normally you have to drive around to like six different places and meet a bunch of people and tell them all your life story and go through their whole rigmarole. No, at Frontier, it's all in one place. It's all simple. Test drive as many as you like, 3, 4, 10, whatever. You only meet one person, and if you want to barely meet them, that's fine. And if they have what you want, you can buy it. If they don't have quite what you want, you know, you want a better deal on a higher miles or you want a different trim level or different color, send them looking. They go looking for cars for people all the time. Just start at Frontier. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for 29 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Oh, we got all these people texting in, why are data centers so bad if they bring their own power and their water? Agreed. And in fact, one of the complaints is that they don't pay tax, they don't create jobs. Yeah, but they pay a lot of taxes, and they don't drain services because you don't have to deploy schools and sheriffs to the data center. Somebody else says a little knowledge is dangerous. And they have a little knowledge. Somebody says double extra super secret probation is what they want. Right, exactly. It's Like, there's ordinances and then there's super ordinances, and there's no distinction between them. There are other priorities besides data center opposition. Yes, yes, yes. And stop doom scrolling this topic at every meeting. Somebody says, but what if the data center identifies the different type of building? if it's trans land development code or something like that. Oh, man. Do I want to stir up a... Oh, man. I'm going to say it because, you know, my brain kind of gets stuck on something and can't not say it. I'm gonna tell you something that you're not going to want to hear. It's possible. I haven't asked anybody about this, but it is possible that the very structure of Escambia County's land development code when it comes to this might be at odds with state law. If you think about how state law on data centers has given us authority to regulate ones that are over 50 megawatts, right? Okay. And in the city and the county, they have both advised not to try to go below that threshold because the state has basically preempted everything below that to its own authority. But since the permitted only, as in prohibited by default, land development code structure winds up making it so you can't do a 10-megawatt facility in Escambia County, I just don't know whether that's actually in conflict with state statute at this point and preemption. Like, the very structure of the Escambia County Land Development Code resulting in a prohibition on all data centers, including ones below that 50-megawatt threshold, that the state has not granted us the ability to regulate, might actually be in conflict at this moment. Just to confuse and muddy and roil the waters a little bit. But as far as the Escambia County Commissioner's authority goes, they've done everything they can do, and they're going to keep doing more that does nothing. 725 News Radio 92.3 PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a brand new vehicle crash Fairfield Drive at US 98. They are saying the roadway is open. Also have that vehicle crash with injuries, US 98 at Blue Angel. No roadblock there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, and somebody, other people are texting
in. Today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
One of my favorite church hymns on the topic of prayer is entitled, I Must Tell Jesus. The four verses deal with two topics, handling heavy burdens and fighting sinful temptation. Here are the words to the first verse. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. That's powerful, right? Here are the words of the fourth verse. Oh, how the world to evil allures me. Oh, how my heart is tempted to sin. I must tell Jesus and he will help me over the world the victory to win. Ladies and gentlemen, whatever you're facing today, whether it's heavy burdens or it's sinful temptation, take time to pray and tell Jesus and let him work in your life.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of Northstone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Ice Cube's Big 3 season has come down to this. The Big 3 Championship is coming to Charlotte. Who will be crowned the Big 3 Season 9 Champion? Plus the Big 3 All-Star Game. The biggest names in the game, all on one court, one more time. Two games of the most physical, competitive, and non-stop 3-on-3 action. The game played the way you love. Watch live Saturday on CBS at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, and catch replays Monday on BET.
Yay!
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
You're busy. You just need to know what's happening.
What's happening?
Pensacola right now.
With Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7. On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Get this, towel boy. No matter what you think, you'll always be a crude, obnoxious, nouveau riche little fleeb.
Got to at least let him hit that note, right? 728 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. If you need to work on any home improvement project. You need tools. You need safety gear. You need guidance. You're trying to figure out how to do something. Go to Pensacola Hardware. They live this stuff. They love hardware and solving home improvement problems, or, you know, helping you build things if you build things for a living. You know, they are your commercial construction supply place, whether it's special orders or the standard stuff. They've got it in stock. If it's standard, obviously special supply, but they handle that for folks all the time. But I think of them as, you know, the living YouTube. Like, they're the place where you go to ask advice. Is this the right way to solve this? And they'll be like, well, maybe try this instead, or this product will actually work better for you and get you the result that you want. In fact, sometimes if you're buying something, they'll actually kind of, you know, pause and ask you, you know, hey, have you done this before? Well, no. Okay, well, here's what you might want to know, because they want you to be safe and they want you to get the end result. For 175 years, they've been helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola. 1851, before there was Levi's, there was Pensacola Hardware, the oldest business in Florida, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President Trump is headed to South Carolina to campaign for Republican Senator Darlene Graham. He'll be headlining a rally in Myrtle Beach later today. Graham, of course, facing Congressman Ralph Norman in South Carolina's Republican Senate primary runoff next week. Authorities in Massachusetts are searching for a woman who may be responsible for the death of her police officer husband. Police in Worcester say that Karen Solomon has been missing for 3 days and should be considered armed and dangerous. Boy, this is kind of terrifying. Philadelphia police say the man suspected of terrorizing people in the city wearing a Chucky mask may have left Pennsylvania. 22-year-old Zymeyer Hughes has been identified as the suspect. He's accused of assault after chasing a jogger while wearing the mask.
Gen X kids are fine. We'll just Tonya Harding him. It's no big deal. We can handle these problems.
News. I'm CJ Pop. A small plane crashes in western Alaska. Fox's Todd Pyro.
At a remote radar site, killing everyone on board. Two pilots, six passengers were on that plane.
U.S. Army Corps of Engineers chartered that flight and put out a statement that two of the eight people killed were Army Corps employees. President Trump visits Myrtle Beach, South Carolina today, supporting interim Senator Darlene Graham while
Vice President J.D. Vance, meantime, is heading to his hometown of Middletown, Ohio. It's meant to be a kickoff for more political travel as the administration looks to sharpen its message on the economy ahead of the midterms.
That's Fox's Madeline Rivera reporting. And the trial of Lindsay Clancy, a Massachusetts mom, admitted to killing her three children. Her defense plans to rest after testimony of a psychiatrist who has studied why parents kill their kids. America's listening to Fox News.
At News Radio 92.3. Good morning. We've got 75 degrees right now. Sunshine this morning. We'll get a look at our forecast from Channel 3 and Brooke Richardson. That's up here in just a couple of minutes. Well, Century is getting $75,000 from the state to develop a hydraulic model of its municipal drinking water system. That funding is a part of the nearly $8.8 million Governor Ron DeSantis awarded to 12 small and rural communities across Northwest Florida. It's aimed at supporting infrastructure, resiliency, and long-term economic growth. Freeport and Walton County also receiving $75,000 to be used updating its comprehensive plan for future industrial and commercial development. A man's been hospitalized after being cut multiple times during an argument Wednesday. That happened on MLK Jr. Drive. Deputies say that a confrontation turned physical, leaving the victim with cut wounds on his back. The suspect fled. The victim later told deputies he knew the person responsible. Deputies say they do have a person of interest. Well, with the new funding approved as of Tuesday night, Holly Navarre's fire chief says the department's top priority is getting Station 44 fully staffed.
The biggest project is actually hiring seven or eight guys right off the bat to try to get Station 44 fully staffed.
Chief Kevin Lewis tells Channel 3 that gear alone for each new hire costs around $12,000. Beyond staffing, the district also plans to use the new funding to replace two aging fire engines, each costing roughly $1 million. A 25-year-old man's been found guilty of murder and attempted murder after a four-day trial in Baldwin County. Joseph Kanan Gurley shot and killed J. Matthews Bunnell and attempted to kill a second man, Michael Rohe, at the Abaddon Apartments back in March of 2024. Gurley was on the run for more than 48 hours before he was caught hiding in the woods in Washington County. Due to his prior criminal history, he faces either life in prison or life without parole at a sentencing that'll be held next month. Charges have been dropped against a caseworker accused of failing to report a toddler's injuries in a Pensacola foster abuse case. The state attorney's office says there wasn't enough evidence to prove 35-year-old Lauren Dabbs knew or suspected abuse during her monthly visits between January and April. The child's foster parents and a daycare director remain charged in the case. The next court date is set for September 15th. Well, Charter Communications has officially completed its merger with Cox Communications, creating the nation's largest broadband and video provider. Going forward, all customer-facing services will operate under the Spectrum brand, even though the parent company itself eventually plans to rename to Cox Communications. Former Cox customers will see new pricing and streaming bundles roll out by mid-September, along with a free year of mobile service. Spectrum says it's also bringing its customer service standards, including 24/7 U.S.-based support, to former Cox markets over the next year to 18 months. 7:35 at News Radio. Let's check in with PJ, who's got our traffic on the fives.
Travis brought to you by PJ's Coffee, celebrating 3 years in Pensacola. This Sunday, 8 to 4, get BOGO drinks, free coffee, pastry samples, 85 West Airport near Car City. Taking a look at the big board, we have that vehicle crash, Fairfield Drive at US 98 in Pensacola. They're saying the roadway's open. Also have that vehicle crash with injuries, US 98 near Blue Angel. And then finally, a vehicle crash, Navarre Parkway right near Paloma. No roadblock there. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
We do have a 60% chance of those showers and thunderstorms through the second half of your day. Low in threat of severe weather today, we do have a level 1 out of 5 marginal risk. Temperatures will be hot, 95 degrees for your high, feeling much warmer, up to 110 with a heat advisory in place. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Heading into Saturday, rain chances dropping off, 20% chance of rain with mostly sunny skies, high near 96. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 75 degrees, we've got mostly sunny skies this morning. Our next news in 30 minutes and breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Harvey with Your Money Now. Some American companies are losing influence in China as geopolitics, domestic competition, and a lack of cultural relevance reshape what was once a lucrative market for the U.S. CNBC reports that companies such as Nike, Starbucks, and General Motors have seen their China businesses shrink over the past few years. California Attorney General Rob Bonta said he believes a lawsuit he filed with other states seeking to block the Paramount Skydance merger with Warner Brothers Discovery is a black and white antitrust case. According to CNBC, Bonta said the state's main argument is that they're concerned about the film and pay TV industries under the proposed combination. Russian and Ukrainian strikes on infrastructure in the Black Sea region are continuing to pressure wheat prices. CNBC analysts warn farmers may not be able to plant their usual levels of crops this winter as they face profitability and financing pressures, jeopardizing next year's supply. Futures are up this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Did you know? Florida West Economic Development Alliance partners with local and state stakeholders to compete for companies that are considering Escambia County, the city of Pensacola, and the town of Century. These jobs, wages, and investment deliver real returns for our residents. These outcomes strengthen Escambia County's economy and protect taxpayer interests through disciplined, results-driven economic development. Learn more at FloridaWestEDA.com.
When you're finally off the clock after a long day, dishes put away, kids asleep, feet kicked up, heartburn. Don't let heartburn take over your hard-earned moment. Quick, Alka-Seltzer. Nothing works faster for heartburn relief. Alka-Seltzer effervescent tablets begin neutralizing stomach acid in seconds, so you can get back to your one more episode marathon. Quick, Alka-Seltzer. Because nothing works faster for heartburn relief. Use as directed.
Thinking about buying or selling your home?
Don't miss the Pensacola Expert Panel Tuesday at 10:30 as Wayne Peacock with the Peacock Group is the expert. Get expert advice on today's housing market, home values, financing trends, and what buyers and sellers need to know right now. It's local insight you can trust. Tuesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Wayne Peacock and the Peacock Group.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The primary election is over.
If you're looking at the city of Pensacola mayor race, D.C. Reeves has 51% of the vote. Alicia Trawick has 21% of the vote.
News Radio 92.3 full team coverage with Chris and Austin provided up-to-the-minute local and state election results.
I'm so happy to welcome David Williams into the show. Hey, David, how are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing fine.
I'm looking at your numbers. You have 59.12% of the vote.
News Radio 92.3.
Morning. The Navy is considering naming a new aircraft carrier after President Trump. Two U.S. officials tell NBC News Navy leadership is considering naming the ship in honor of the president instead of a heroic black sailor. The ship is still under construction, but during President Trump's first term, the decision was made to name it the USS Doris Miller. Miller was the first black service member to receive the Navy Cross, the branch's second highest honor. He was recognized for protecting wounded sailors during the attack on Pearl Harbor. The Navy did not respond to a request for comment about the potential name change.
Oh, man, this is bad. Doris Miller is a hero from Pearl Harbor. He was a black sailor in Pearl Harbor. He was the first black sailor to get the Navy Cross. And he was there when the boats were getting attacked and, you know, rushed wounded people to safety, went to his gun station. The gun station had been destroyed, if I remember correctly. And then he got grabbed to go to another gun station, which was a gun he did not know how to operate. But the guy showed him how to, and he said, "Give me ammo." And he was too busy on his own version of the gun, shooting down an enemy, at least one enemy plane, and maybe as many as three or four. He was awarded the Navy Cross by Admiral Chester Nimitz, a name you might be familiar with. And he was going to be the namesake, or is currently scheduled to be the namesake for the Ford-class carrier. It's going to be, the fourth one? I think it's CVN 81, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, that's right, CVN 81. We've got the Ford is in service right now. The Kennedy is coming next year. The Enterprise is coming in 2031, and the Doris Miller is kind of in development right now, and it's going to be in 2034. And the reporting is that the Navy is looking at renaming it for Donald J. Trump. Now, okay. CVN 82 is going to be the William J. Clinton, and CVN 83 is going to be the George W. Bush. So naming it after a president is not that weird. Okay. You typically not for, you know, in office, certainly, which it wouldn't be. Although when they lay it down, I don't know, maybe. For living is a little bit weird. But no. Okay. Just think optics for a second, if nothing else, okay? You're a Trump supporter, think optics for a second. What's the criticism of President Trump that you hear all the time? Well, I mean, you hear a lot, but, you know, he's a racist, right? He's soft on racism. He sends dog whistles out to the white supremacists and, you know, all of the allegations about him being, right? Which I do not believe. I do not believe that's true, okay? But what will they say if the Navy decides to unhonor a guy who's now up for the Medal of Honor, okay? He's up for Medal of Honor. And they unhonor him, the first black recipient of the Navy Cross, in order to put Trump's name on an aircraft carrier? It's a terrible look. And it's a great story to honor this guy. I think most of our ships probably shouldn't be named for presidents anyway. It's a convention, you know, just like we name them for states. Battleships get named for states historically. There's all different naming conventions for ships. Name them for Medal of Honor winners until you run out of those. That's a great practice. I love that idea. So here's my alternative. I don't think the White House is listening to me or the Pentagon's listening to me, but if they were, here's my thought. What has Trump earned the right to have his name on? BB-67. if it ever comes to be the Trump class of battleships, the first one, you typically, it's called the Trump class because the first one's going to be named for that name, right? The Ford class of carriers, the Trump class. Name the, if it ever comes to be, if this crazy wing nut, I don't think it should be built in the first place, but, you know, Trump's vision of the battleship that does everything, as opposed to a Navy that's developing in the, you know, let's separate out our resources. Let's have, you know, lots of resources rather than one big fat one sitting in the water as a target. But if it ever comes to be, name that for him. First of all, no problem, you know, naming it for a president. Second of all, it would literally be a class of battleships that he invented, idealized, got funded. Yes, not this. This is a terrible idea. 744 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Oh, very interesting. You know, sometimes a story is sort of a little bit interesting on its own, but then because a video surfaces, it becomes more interesting. We had, I think this was in April, we had a military incident where an F-18 went down. The pilot survived, okay? He's a Marine. The pilot survived, did what they're supposed to do, punched out. That's good, you know? Many lives saved by the inventor of the ejection seat. But what has now surfaced, this was back in Washington State in June, what's now surfaced is body cam video of the sheriff's deputy first encountering the pilot walking on the side of the road with his phone in hand, face all bloody, because even though he survived, obviously, you know, you could have lacerations from the parachute cord. You could have, you know, he went through trees in landing, and so things happen. So we actually have the body cam of the officer's first encounter with him. I'll share that with you in just a second. PJ has traffic on the fives.
I-10 and 110 are both flowing smooth. If you're on US 98 east and westbound through Gulf Breeze, that's looking good as well. I'm PJ through traffic on the fives.
So you've got this guy, Marine pilot, F-18 has trouble. He ditches the plane in Washington a month or two ago, and he ejects safely, and he's walking down the road, and a police officer, a sheriff's deputy, pulls up, and this is how the interaction goes.
Hey, sir. How are you?
Good. Are you the only pilot?
I am, sir. Okay. I'm okay.
Okay. Let me see. Parachute laceration.
Yeah, it looks like I went through some trees and went out.
He went through some trees, maybe parachute lacerations. You can see it's Yakima County Sheriff Department, the deputy that showed up here. And then they, at some point, a bystander kind of was there and was kind of talking with the two of them also.
What kind of jet is that?
That's an F-18. Well, that was.
An F-18?
Yes.
I heard you guys.
Yep, we were doing circles over the lake, doing in some low-level training.
Okay.
And then I tucked in, and I'm not sure exactly. Honestly, I'm a little...
Nope, you're fine.
But I tucked in.
You hit the tree bad, bud.
I went through the trees.
Jeez.
And I'm looking up, so like I'm here, I'm flying level with the ridgeline.
Got you shaking.
Yeah. I have some adrenaline going up.
No, here. No, you're good. Come sit in my truck here. Take a seat and you can make a call.
By the way, the deputy is fantastic in this situation. He's reassuring him. He's calming. The guy's hands are shaking because of the adrenaline after an incident like that. He's, you know, still all bloody from the on his face and everything. And then, you know, when it all gets said and done right at the end, he makes a phone call to a buddy. This is on the camera.
Hey, buddy, I just crashed. I need you to do some stuff for me.
You get a call like this from your friend who's a pilot. Hey, buddy, I just crashed. I need you to do some stuff for me. So thank goodness he's fine. Also, you know, not to mention the obvious, but to mention, you know, he would have trained here at NES Pensacola. I don't know. I don't think his name. It's weird because he's on the video, but you can't make out his name ID on his flight uniform, but on his flight suit. But, you know, it's and his name hasn't been publicly released. So, you know, he might have trained at Whiting. You know, we train, you know, about, you know, all the helicopter pilots, but F-18 pilots, if they start when they're fixed wing at their T-6 training at the other half of Whiting. So I don't know if he trained here or not, but he definitely trained at NAS Pensacola, of course, in the very beginning. So kind of a wild story that he survives and this shows up and just that, you know, hey, buddy, I just crashed. I need you to do some stuff for me, man. Thank goodness he's okay. 437-1620. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you are retiring or you're turning 65 and you're transitioning from regular insurance to, you know, Medicare, Ricky Stewart can help you with that. She's a dear friend of mine. I've known her a long time. Her whole family, in fact, as long as we've lived here, really, you know, back when she was a reporter, you know, for Channel 3 and doing all kinds of work since then, she and her family, she's fabulous. I mean, like, just genuinely great people. Anyway, her whole family does insurance. She handles this one part. She just helps people convert over onto Medicare. And, you know, that means that there's a human being there. When you have questions, instead of having to go online or figure it out, you can just call her and ask her. And, you know, she's taking appointments all the time. She can walk you through Medicare Advantage and supplement and, you know, would Medicaid apply to you, prescription drugs, all the options, all that kind of stuff. She can help you with it. And she's doing phone appointments right now, which you can book anytime online at MedicarePensacola.com. So simple. MedicarePensacola.com. If I were 64, turned 65, I would absolutely be calling Ricky and talking to her about this exact conversion.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the fall semester. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, every Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. It's hot in the summer, but you can bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This week, Mass Confusion takes the stage with classic rock, Motown, smooth jazz, funk, country, and oldies all in their own style. Come out and take a spin on the dance floor at Bands on the Beach, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Island Authority. This week, don't miss the Gulfside Market.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Nicole Stacy, Vice President of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
Just because it's the end of the summer and the kids are back in school doesn't mean there's not a lot going on in Pensacola. And find out how you can have fun with your family as we head towards fall.
Today at 9:30, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
It's Hong Kong Phooey. Did you watch Hong Kong Phooey?
I never watched it.
Okay. It's all right. Everybody has different things they watch. 7:50 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Well, the USS Abraham Lincoln is leaving the Middle East after a nine-month deployment. The USS George Washington will replace the aircraft carrier, allowing the crew of the Lincoln to return home to San Diego. Of course, there have been some mental health concerns about the crew members who've been deployed now since November. Eight people have died after a plane crash in southwest Alaska. The military says a Cessna 441 with eight people on board left Anchorage yesterday and was headed to a remote military radar site. They crashed near Cape Newenham. Alaskan Command says all eight people were killed. Two fishermen have now been rescued after they were found floating in a cooler off the coast of Mexico. The Mexican Navy says that they found the men Wednesday in 150 miles off the coast where they had been floating in the Pacific Ocean in a large fishing cooler with no food or water for 5 days. It's not clear how they became stranded.
Wow. Okay. All right. You know, somebody mentioned to me the other day, I thought it was a good point. David, thanks so much for the update. They said, for all of these people who are advocating for socialism, call me when people are getting in rowboats and trying to get to Cuba from the United States. Then we can talk about the legitimacy of your ideas. Oh, interesting follow-up. You know, the how Trump on Trump Social, True Social, Trump Social, the idea was that he would put his comments on a delay where, you know, you might get 10 or 20 minutes or whatever. If you pay a fee, you'd get his posts quicker than everybody else. And then everybody would have it available to them. I don't know what the time frame. It was a pretty expensive thing. Part of the idea was because his comments change markets, right? Because he can say things that can move prices of different commodities or countries, tariffs, all the stuff, right? What he says makes a difference. And the idea was selling access to that so that people who are in, you know, commodities can either capitalize on it or not early. And I thought this was an outrageous proposal. You know, the president, who is obviously has this influence, everybody should have access to the information equally and immediately, and all that. Well, my wife had an interesting note about this. She said there was a story about how now media companies are suing because they're also willing to pay for it, but they don't want to have to, you know, because they get the information quicker and whoever's first to the information, which I'm not a big believer in because I'd just rather have it be right. You know me, I sometimes cover county commission, city council meetings a week or two even after they happen because if I think it's interesting and worth talking about, my goal is to talk about it well. I may not be the first one to talk about it. That's okay. I just want to talk about it well. Anyway, so same thing here is these folks are all competing with each other time-wise to be first to the story. So they're suing, saying that, you know, we should have access to the information without having to pay for it. My wife's like, oh, you mean like a paywall? I thought, oh, that's a, that's an interesting theory. You know, why shouldn't the president be allowed to capitalize as a source of information, as a news source? Now, I still think that he shouldn't be charging. But it's a weird place we're at where the president's you know, posts carry so much weight and charging for them. But anyway, I just thought that was an interesting observation by her. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, yeah, I mean, we have some stuff in this vicinity, so here goes.
As you can see, we've had our eye on you for some time now, Mr. Anderson.
No 9,000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information.
You and Nexus, huh? I designed your eyes.
My CPU is a neural net processor, a learning computer.
Shall we play a game?
So, new research indicates that your kids watching TikTok will have an effect on what they eat. Because they see foods promoted or they see influencers consuming foods and it makes them more prone to eat that food or it makes them want that food because they see the food and you know how people are. If they see a thing, it makes them think about eating it and then they want it. Like when we talk about things on the frivolous topic sometimes and then we talk about donuts, then you want donuts. We talk about burgers and then you want burgers. So in other words, what this study shows is that advertising works. Duh. But if on TikTok you're constantly scrolling things, is it promoting to them healthy food, unhealthy food? I mean, I feel a little bit like criticizing TikTok for promoting unhealthy foods is like catching Al Capone for tax evasion, right? You know, it's like you're missing the big stuff here. But no, that's the point. Advertising works. It triggers hunger, cravings, and an urge to try what they see, even when they weren't hungry before. No big surprise. A smaller group, though, interesting, as a side note in this study, parents watching the kids, like in order to educate them and to filter and to help them discern things, kids don't want to watch TikTok when their parents are watching them watch it. You can maybe think about the implications of why that's the case. 756 on News Radio 92.3 PJS. Traffic on the fives.
Still working that vehicle crash and injuries. U.S. 98 and Blue Angel. No roadblock there. Also have a vehicle crash Fairfield Drive at U.S. 98. Finally, a roadway object, some debris in the roadway. I-10 westbound just as you cross by the Escambia Bay. I'm PJ with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, PJ. In another study, just because we're kind of in the tech and AI vicinity, an AI system just diagnosed sick patients better than the doctors treating them inside a realistic hospital simulation, which I think we'd seen that before. Another AI wrote a full scientific paper on its own, submitted it to an academic conference, and got it accepted by human reviewers. We're doomed. A third AI built data analysis software that beat every method researchers had spent years perfecting. This all happened this year. Three different studies published in Nature, all featuring all of this. And here, this is, you want to, there's a crazy element in this, in that the AI that submitted the paper to the human conference and got accepted used another AI to do peer review on the paper the AI wrote. So AI is now assuring us of the reliability of other AIs. I don't know if you remember, there was an old Wendy's commercial back in the day where this lady's in a room talking to a researcher where he's like, do you want the custom-made Wendy's burger and the little crummy burger? And she's like, the crummy one. And then she talks about how her haircut was like a bad one and she asked for a good one. But my favorite part, this is one of my all-time favorite little things in a commercial. In the background is a sign. It says, testing proves testing works. Which is such a brilliant critique of science in general. You don't have to be anti-science to believe that testing is going to have trouble disproving the validity of testing, because how would you disprove something using the method that you're trying to disprove, right? It's a recursive problem. Look it up. I don't have time to explain it all. Anyway, but no, that's a real, like, this is AI validates that AI is reliable. And let's just trust the AI to be the repository of the information. Let's destroy all the books and feed them to the AI. And I just, you know me, I have a lot of concerns. I have never more felt like I was living the reality of Fahrenheit 451. And we're not burning the books. We're just trusting that the new digital repositories will be reliable for the future. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David, did I already talk to you?
Yeah, I think we already did.
Do you want to do it again?
Yeah.
No, all right, that's fine. I'll pass.
Did I do that bad the first time?
No. Do you have one? I just forgot.
I've always got a headline.
All right, go on, hit me.
Well, testimony resumes today in the Lindsey Clancy murder trial. Yesterday, defense heard testimony from a Massachusetts hospital chaplain who met with Clancy the day after the murder in 2023. She said Clancy told her she heard voices in her head. How about this? Def Leppard's Vivian Campbell says his cancer has returned. Unfortunate news there. In a recent interview, the guitarist said he's going to have to undergo treatment again as his bone marrow transplant last year was unsuccessful, and he says he'll probably have to do another one within a couple of years. But he's staying positive and says he will not be slowing down.
This is all a byproduct of habits. I'm so used to going to you at that time. Habit is powerful. Thanks for listening. Transgressive Memorial Service comes up soon. Why does ASU get love from Brother Andrew?
Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio923. WNRP Golf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.
It's time to end the war. I'm Dave Anthony.